Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big afternoon, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host tonight. I'd like to thank you for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Today we have an awesome guest. This gentleman has done a lot in his career, and he's going to explain to you what he can do to get you to your next level. Mr. Philando Clark, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Big?
I'm doing great this morning. I am so happy to get you on the show. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about, and make sure that you also get that contact information out so that I will be able to reach you?
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, well, today I'll be talking about how I got started in the fitness industry, how long I've been in the industry, what my goals are, and the things I can help people achieve in regards to their fitness goals, and just, you know, about my passion for fitness.
Great. So how can they reach you?
Okay, my contact information, my phone number is 704-449-8843. My email address is impactfitnesscompany@gmail.com. My website is www.impacttrainingsystem.com.
Great, Mr. Clark. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you grow up, if you have a large or small family, you know, just things about you so that our audience can get to know who you are.
Well, I was born and raised here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Had a brief stay in California due to my competition days. I moved out to California after winning Miss North Carolina to train, and had aspirations of turning pro. I've been married now for about almost 6 years to my beautiful wife, Amy. And we have three children, and also have an older child, so a total of four children. And my children are Jaden Clark, Olivia Clark, Brandon Clark, and our newest addition is Jackson Clark.
Wow, congratulations. You've got a lot on your plate, and also with taking the business off the ground. You know, there's a lot of people now that are really taking in the fact that they need something other than just walk.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
All right. Hello there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, sometimes the calls drop now and then. If that happens, just, you know, continue talking about your program. But what I was in the middle of saying is that how a lot of people now, they want to try to take fitness into their lives. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of people may not know about you is that you've been, you know, fit for a pretty long time. Can you tell us about your early days as far as your accomplishments before you got to put together Impact Training?
Absolutely. Well, I started off, obviously, I was played youth football and high school ball. And once I got into high school, I got into wrestling. And that's really where the light bulb went off with me in regards to fitness, because with wrestling, you constantly have to monitor your weight. to make sure you can stay within your weight class. You know, so it really taught me the importance of diet, and diet is, you know, part of my lifestyle. So I would transcend from wrestling and to bodybuilding at the age of 17. I was fortunate enough to win my very first show, Mr. King's Mountain, teenager, and then I won Mr. Teen North Carolina. Went into the open class, which are men, generally men over 25 and up, and end up winning Mr. North Carolina in 93. Actually won my weight class and then came in overall, second in overall. And from there, I moved out to California to further pursue my bodybuilding career. And, you know, and just wasn't willing to do some of the things they wanted me to do in regards to, you know, drugs and enhancements. So I decided to, you know, kind of take a step back from that. And then when I got back into, you know, Carolina, my brother-in-law actually started a football program and asked me to come coach. And football and fitness has always been my passion. So this will actually be my 10th year coaching. And this program, the Impact Training System, it stands for Improved Mobility, Agility, Power, Core Training. It's a system that's designed to basically to improve the overall athletic ability of an athlete and to reach their untapped potential, so to speak. And this program, since I've been training, since I've been playing coaching football, has actually been resonating inside of me. And again, with my passion for football and fitness, I just decided to create a business and a concept out of this. So, and that's how we arrived at the Impact Training System.
Wow, you know, and it's funny that when I met you and we talked about interviewing you for your business, and I went to the website, impacttrainingsystem.com, and I was impressed at how you help so many young people. But a funny thing is that I ran into a person the other day that worked for one of the banks, and they had lost a lot of weight. And I almost didn't notice the person, so I was like, hey, you know, how you doing? We had a little conversation. And out of the blue, she mentioned, you know, your name. And this is somebody that's in their, you know, possibly their late 30s, and said how you were helping her also with your Impact Training System. So can you tell me a little bit about exactly like where your target market is or how you, you know, intend to work the business?
Absolutely. Well, obviously my target market is athletes and football players because I have a captive audience. I coach football. I'm around, you know, a ton of athletes, you know, athletes running my family. My nephew is actually one of the top quarterbacks in the state over at Butler High School, and you know, and fitness is a lifestyle, and so it's not just my business, not catered just to athletes, but it's to cater to anybody who has desire to improve their lifestyle. And you know, I'm also involved with a company called Visalus, which is, you know, a company that's committed to fighting obesity in this country, and as we all know, that is a huge problem, which leads to, you know, health problems and even death, you know. So, you know, in regards to working with the general public, you know, again, it's a lifestyle. And, you know, people do want to get healthy because, let's face it, health costs are through the roof. And, you know, the healthier you are, the most likely that you'll need to use those health benefits that you hopefully have on your job. So, and I, you know, I love working with the people from all walks of life because, you know, it just helps me obviously get my name out there. But it's heartfelt for me. I love to see people take control of their lives through healthy living, which transcends to healthy families and people a lot more happier. And once you have your health, you have everything because basically all you have is your health. You know, so
wow.
You know, I'll just, you know. And you know, my grandfather always told me, never let something take you out of here that you can control, right? You can control a couple things in your life, and what you put in your body is one, what you think is another. So, you know, if you think healthy, you'll end up being healthy. So, you know, it's again, it's a lifestyle choice, and you know, and I just love to reach out and help people who've made the commitment to help themselves.
Wow. What would you say would be the biggest advice or quality that you could share with our audience that helped you the most?
Well, the biggest, I think, is, you know, is this knowing, living within yourself. You know, not everyone is blessed with the genetics to be a bodybuilder or a great athlete, but everybody can be healthy. You know, it's just a lifestyle choice. It's just as easy to pick up a pack of chicken breasts as it is to pick up a pack of, you know, pork, you know, something that's not healthy. So it's about choices, and we have to live with the choice we make, and when we make healthy choices, we have a more abundant life, you know, and things, a more balanced life or more active life. And honestly, from my perspective, when people are healthy, they're happy.
Wow. That's an awesome statement and summary. And I think that it is true. People that are healthy are, you know, a lot happier in a lot of different aspects. Steps have you taken to build your brand, and have you used any creative marketing techniques?
Well, I mean, fortunately with me, it's word of mouth. Like, for instance, I started this program just working with a couple people and, you know, working with my nephew and a couple guys he plays ball with, and they start telling people that play ball. And just this past Thursday, I had a group of, like, non-college athletes that only knew two of them, and they brought seven guys with them. So it's word of mouth. And bottom line, my program is effective. It helps kids become faster. They have more muscle endurance. And the goal for me is working with athletes is for them, you know, if you heard the term go hard every play, that's what we do. We take no plays off. And, you know, obviously through my website, through Facebook, through Twitter, through Instagram, all the social media networks I've taken advantage of to get my name out there. And it seemed, you know, it seems to be picking up steam. And obviously, hopefully, I know it will, they've been on Think Big Radio, that'll increase my brand even more. And my brand I've identified a niche, and that's what it is. And generally I work with kids that's about to make the transition from middle school ball or youth ball into high school, because once you leave, you know, these middle school and the youth programs, you go into a high school program where the expectation and in regards to a certain amount of knowledge, a certain amount of skill, you know, I give them that, because most kids just don't have that because they've been, for lack of a better term, not well coached. And a lot of these youth programs just want your money to support their cause. But my goal is to make sure that when they leave this youth program and that middle school program, they can transition into the high school program, to the college program, and obviously to the pinnacle, which is the NFL. And honestly, and trust me, I will be working with players that will play in the NFL one day.
Wow, that's great. And, you know, I heard you mention something about colleges and financials and things of that sort. If you had any additional resources, which initiatives would you invest them in?
Can you ask me that one more time? I'm sorry.
I'm saying, like, if you had any additional resources, which initiatives would you invest them in?
I would invest in, you know, again, in my core group of kids, you know, middle school kids, the high school kids, and just obviously invest in my company, and I hope I'm answering this correctly, but, you know, to get the word out, and I want to take this program around the country, because, again, I know my program works. The kids I work with, they're excelling. They leave my program. They go into high school, and then they get on the field. Most of the kids that leave me, you know, they come in as sophomores and they get on the field. I'm sorry, freshmen, and they get on the field and play and make an impact. So I would, you know, obviously redirect the funds back to me and try to open a facility where kids will, you know, come to, and, you know, we can have a home. Right now we go to different fields and you know, use public access, obviously, but, you know, the goal is to have my own facility where kids can come to and train, You know, we're not pressed for time. We don't worry. It's not weather driven. You know, I mean, which we will work out in the rain. The rain never stopped our grind. So, you know, that's where I will always reinvest is having my own facility.
Wow, that's great, and that's a you know, a good idea among other things. I'm really honored to have you on the show, and whenever anyone comes on the show, one of the first things that I do is, you know, I check their websites, I check their you know, public profiles, and mentioned Instagram. And when I was checking your Instagram, I noticed that you were starting also that insanity program. How do you find time to do all these things and still work out with the people that you're training?
Well, here's my thing with that, Big. You know, I can't preach it if I don't teach it. You know, teach it if I don't live it. So I live this lifestyle. It is a lifestyle for me. So, you know, one of the things my mom always told me, you're going to find time to do the things you want to do. So I want to be healthy. I want to be a motivator. So I'll get up 6 in the morning and get the work done. And you know, again, if I can't, you know, expect, you know, my goal is anything I tell my players or my clients to do, I can do it. You know, I'm not just the whistleblower, so to speak. I can do the work. And, you know, and my, you know, I'll be 44 here coming up in a couple of weeks, and one of my goals is I want you to never be able to look at me and tell them how old I am. You know, I like to get carded, not a big deal to me. So, you know, it's a lifestyle, and you know, whatever you want in life, you'll make time for, whether it's watching TV or, you know, being fit. And like I said, I want to be the example for my children. You know, for my players, you know, my clients, my coworkers, you know, my church members, anybody I come in contact with, you know, you have to wear the uniform, so to speak. So, you know, you can't, you know, tell someone what to do if you can't do it yourself. So that's my motivation, and obviously to be fit and to live a very healthy lifestyle.
What books, mentors, or training resources would you suggest to our listeners that have helped you move to your next level?
Well, in regards to, you know, business wise, you know, I've read Think and Grow Rich. One of my mentors is actually my pastor, Pastor Stacy LeMay over at Champion Kingdom Center. You know, this guy's, you know, I've watched him from afar, you know, and just admired how he carried himself. And he has 2 kids that play Division I football and another one that's starting to play, you know, and I just watched him and I finally approached him. And, you know, he's been an inspiration to me and, you know, a mentor to me. And my very first mentor was a gentleman by the name of Nathan Williams. And, you know, I was working for him my first job at Hardee's. And, you know, he looked at me one day and told me I have potential for bodybuilding. Of course, I never even thought about it. And he just, you know, he took me under his wings and showed me how to do the things the right way. And, you know, I've always thanked him for giving me that push into bodybuilding, which has transitioned into, it's a lifestyle to me. Even though I don't compete anymore, you know, I still have that mindset, you know, that, you know, you have to do what it takes. You know, and one of my uncles, Tim McCoy, has always been an inspiration to me. He's, you know, one of the first men in my family to go to college and get a degree. And, you know, I always looked at him in a different light and, you know, as a man that I can admire. And, you know, and I've been fortunate, and my all-time hero is my grandfather, Felton Clark, rest his soul. He just always told me that I could do anything I wanted to do. And if I'm willing to work and put it in, then, you know, I will succeed. And, you know, to quote my nephew, Fino, failure is not an option. And I refuse to fail. And obviously my children, I want to be an inspiration for them. I have a son that plays football, and, you know, he you know, I train him. He's one of the hardest working 12-year-olds you ever meet. You know, he goes hard because he has a goal in mind, and I'm going to do everything and make sure he reaches that goal.
You know, I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking about, you know, the answers that you've given and how you also have incorporated that into your own life. One of the first things that you mentioned was how you admired your pastor from afar. So I think that it's real important for us as men to be, you know, role models, because we never know who's looking at us at any given moment and, you know, thinking about, you know what, this is how I want to live my life. This is how I want to be. And then also how, you know, as men, if we see things and individuals and children that, you know, we should bring it up, because maybe that's something that they never thought. And sometimes people outside of our family can see things in us that may not have been noticed before because we're with our family, you know, so much. And,
right.
You know, then you also brought up the mentors in your family. So I think that you're on a really, really great path. That is not really for me to, you know, say or not, because, oh, that's your dream. That's what you want to do. And you definitely are making an impact. I see it in, you know, from watching the different videos and then from, you know, also noticing you from afar. You're just kind of like one of those guys that I've never really seen any negativity in you. It's either a smile or you're taking care of business, you know, and I think we need a lot more men like that. And I hope that as this time passes, that your business sincerely really grows, because you're that type of person that deserves that. And that's just from kind of knowing you a little bit personal, which I don't really get a chance to interview a lot of people that I've known or watched personally. But, you know, I'm glad that I did take this time to, you know, talk about you on your program. One of the questions also that I like to talk about is, you know, being an entrepreneur. What is that? How does that make you feel? I mean, what is it about having your own business and doing these things that gives you that extra, you know, spark in your life?
Well, you know, Big, and thank you for those words, man. I really appreciate that. And, you know, in regards to always having a smile on my face, why not? You know, why not? You know, I'm alive. I have my health. I have my family. I have God in my life. I mean, I have nothing to be upset about. You know, in regards to being an entrepreneur, that's something I've always, you know, and, you know, it's always been a dream of mine to work for myself and get up and work for myself, you know. But obviously at this point I have to get up and work for someone else to make my dreams come true. But, you know, another one of my mentors I forgot to mention is Mr. Dobie Smith. He told me one day when I was 15 years old, he said, your mind is going to take you a lot further than your back. And that's something that's always stuck with me. And what I got from that is, you know, you have to continue to grow mentally and spiritually and know that whatever you put your mind to, you can do. So, you know, working for myself has always been a dream of mine. And, you know, and no one's ever going to work harder for yourself than you will. And, you know, the one thing, you know, working for yourself will give you, you know, is financial freedom. You know, and it gives you time. You know, you're not on someone's clock. And again, you're never going to work harder for yourself than you will work for someone else. I'm always going to be willing to do what it takes, you know, to be an entrepreneur, to grow my business, and again, and to show my and show my children that you don't have to go punch a clock. You can make a living for yourself if you have something that you're passionate about and you believe in. Then you need to go for it. You need to shoot for the stars, and that's what I'm doing, and I will continue to do, and hopefully be an example to my, you know, peers and children that I coach, and you know, just if you have a dream, if you have a goal, there should be nothing to stop you, and to me, that's the greatest thrill of being an entrepreneur, is that, you know, I can make my own decisions, you know, that's what it's about.
So, you know, we always think about, you know, if I'd have known that then, what I know now, or something similar to that, what do you wish your younger self had known about success, relationships, being the parent that you know today?
Well, one of the things I will tell you, Big, is God. And for so long, I tried to do it my way, and man's way is not the way. You have to live through God. And it took me a while to get that, but, you know, thank God I finally got it. And the most amazing thing is when you get out of your own way and let God have his way with you, amazing things start happening to you. Amazing
wow.
things. You have more peace with yourself. And I've never been in this as a material thing. You know, financial is just something that fulfills me. It's something I'm passionate about. And, you know, I've once heard, is anything you'll do for free, you'll be successful. I've been training kids for free. I've been, you know, it's not about the money. The money will come. But to make an impact on people and help them reach their goals, man, that's rewarding itself for me. That to me is unbelievable. Like, and you know, I had when kids come back that I've coached and they still call you coach, and they call you and tell you the things they were achieving because what you've put in them. You know, I have kids that play college ball at Carolina and, you know, other colleges, and they tell me, coach, what you taught me when I was 12-year-old, I still carry that, you know, that you have to work hard. You have to work harder than the next man and refuse to lose, you know. And you know, one of the things big is, you know, when I coach these kids, you know, of course, they you know, youth ball, but I tell them, you know what, I'm preparing you for the next level. So forget about what you're doing right now. Think about what you'll be doing, you know, 10 years from now because – you know, this is just a stepping stone. And when the kids, like I said, when they come back and they tell me, you know, coach, you know, I can still hear your voice, man, that's what it's all about, Big. That's what it's all about is that, you know, and in regards to what I wish I knew when I was, you know, what I know now is that I wish I had someone like me, you know, not to toot my own horn, when I was 12 years old, like I trained my son, like, you know, I wish I had someone that pushed me and, you know, but you know what, when you do things the right way, I can live through my son, you know, that to me, watching him succeed and go past me is better than any playing one down in the league. To me, that's what it's all about. Like whatever he does and he succeeds in, that fulfills my heart. So that, to me, you know, I wouldn't change a thing.
Wow, that's great, and I like how you brought the spiritual aspect into the conversation, and how you started with God, and then you ended with your son, and that kind of, you know, really sets things up on how, you know, life, you know, should supposed to be, I guess. But, you know, I hate this part of the interview is when we're actually, you know, winding down. We have about a minute left. So, if, you know, mm-hmm. if there's any people or things that you want to thank, and I know that none of us can really remember everybody that we want to thank, but, you know, I'd love for you to go ahead and do that at this point, and then we'll be finishing the show.
Well, first of all, I want to give thanks to God for letting me finally see the light, you know, and I want to thank you for having me on your show and my players, my coaches, my mother, who, happy birthday, Mom. Her birthday was yesterday, 61 years young. My grandmother, my grandfather, you know, my cousins. You know, again, like you said, I can't name names, but, you know, one of the things I want to thank is my wife, who has every crazy goal or dream I've ever had. She just said, go for it. She never questioned me. She just said, do it. I believe in you. And my children for believing in me, my, you know, my players, like I said, my mentors, I can't name names right now. I'm so overwhelmed that, you know, just the people that they know who they are, you know. But, again, it's my family, my friends, my coaching staff. We've been together for 10 years, man, and those are awesome group of guys, and they're like brothers to me, and I'd do anything for them. So, you know who you are, and that's all I can say.
Sir, I believe it was one of our, you know, best interviews. ThinkBigRadio.com listeners, you have heard the founder of the Impact Training System, Mr. Philando Clark. Once again, thanks for spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. out there, take care.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.